Good day from The Source listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Barton Seaver, who is a renowned speaker on seafood sustainability and oceans conservation, as well as an excellent chef and a well-known author. In addition to For Cod and Country, Barton has other books out there as well as new books coming out in September. So we look forward to hearing about the new books as well as some other initiatives that Barton is working on. So welcome, Barton. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Well, I was interested to hear that you now live in Portland, Maine. How do you like it? I'm not sure where you lived before, but it's I believe it changed from where you were.
Well, you know, I've had a wonderful opportunity to live all over the world, and born and raised in Washington, D.C., spent a lot of time down on the Chesapeake Bay, specifically tributaries of, and all over the world, working as a fisherman over in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently living in Boston with my new appointment at a university there, Harvard School of Public Health.
Okay.
And my wife and I decided that where we really wanted to live was in her home state of Maine, and thus continued moving north. And we live just north of Portland now on a working waterfront where scallopers, clammers, and lobstermen work. And it's a really neat opportunity for me to be you know, very much embedded within the communities that I've long worked to sustain. You know, ultimately, our purpose in sustainability is equally to sustain ecosystems, but also to sustain our access to them.
Mm-hmm.
Our access point in oceans is obviously fishermen. And no fishermen, no seafood. No seafood, no dinner.
that's very true, and I thought that you'd be, you know, right next to the seafood community there. Are you working with sustainable seafood organizations in Maine more closely now that you're in the area?
Well, I am, but not just sustainable seafood communities, because it's not I think those lines are beginning to be quite blurred as sustainability is becoming the method of operation for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, specifically in the U.S., with domestically caught product, if there is a legal, managed, mandated fishery, then I think we have a responsibility to support it.
Mm-hmm.
And so sustainability is really taking on a broader lens and beginning to really include not just ecological conservation, but community conservation. And also, very importantly, human conservation. You know, as I mentioned, no seafood, no dinner. Well, dinner is the act of sustaining ourselves. And so there's a very real public health dialogue to be had about the health of our oceans, the health of our marine economies, and thus the health of the people not only engaged in those economies, but the people, you know, the consumers who ultimately benefit from them.
Like you said, you've really gotten into that area as the convergence of human health and ocean conservation, basically. So can you tell me about initiatives that you're working on in that area?
Largely through the Harvard School of Public Health, specifically at the Center for Health and Global Environments, where I'm the director of the Health and Sustainable Food Program, we work with a lot of corporations. We work with a lot of institutional food service providers. To begin to broaden that narrative of sustainability, which is absolutely the hot topic. It is absolutely essential for current modern business practice. This is a narrative that the consumers expect. And yet, when we make sustainability a conversation strictly about how humans impact an environment, we negate our ability to talk about how humans are impacted by that environment. And thus, we are missing the most charismatic and, I think, important part of the dialogue, which is, you know, to ask ourselves simply, what is it that we are trying to sustain with our sustainability efforts? And I think, quite simply, the answer is ourselves. And so we must look at those human interests as the principal drivers of marine economies, of our interaction with ecosystems, but ultimately family as the principal goal of what we're hoping to achieve.
It makes so much sense, and it is something that has gotten pushed to the side, I guess, in previous discussions. So it is exciting that you're focusing on that now.
Thanks. Well, the environment, you know, I think it's very understandable that in such a complex topic, such as sustainable seafood, which is a globalized commodity, you know, at the very top of the list in terms of volume and value, it is incredibly complicated, and so a very important first step was to understand the science of how we are impacting ecosystems.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the next generation of sustainability is really going to begin to look at the paradigm of humans with, you know, acting within ecosystems, and for the purpose of maintaining our permanence within those ecosystems. And so I think the conversation is really beginning to evolve to include all parties, to include the consumers, I think, as responsible parties to sustainability as well. You know, it's not enough just to produce an empirically sustainable product. We must also, as consumers, learn to use that product sustainably.
Can you give an example on that?
Aquaculture Stewardship Council certified shrimp. Fabulous. Great. I'm glad that we're moving in this direction and beginning to put goals out there for producers to achieve and for them to thus realize increased market value for their efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But then you take those shrimp and you put them on an all-you-can-eat shrimp buffet. I think we're feeding an expectation on the consumer level that is inherently unsustainable. And so this is not the fault of the industry. This is not the fault of producers. This is not the fault even, I think, of restaurants that are, you know, that are profiting from these consumer expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, this is not about laying blame, but rather, you know, within this community model that I described, really beginning to talk about the opportunities that we have as a society to really begin to take responsibility for the place and you know, and our actions within the seafood production and supply chain. And I think that this is really where public health comes into this in such an important way. You are never, no one can sustain themselves by eating only seafood. Sustainable or not.
Correct.
You have to eat some vegetables. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that your mother was right. But, you know, if we're going to be healthy, we have to eat vegetables, grains, greens. This is the USDA, you know, food plate. This is the Harvard School of Public Health food plate. This is this is the dietary recommendations that we know, that we trust, that we follow, not very well, but we know that we should be following. So small portions of diverse seafood, eaten regularly with lots of grains, greens, and vegetables, you know, I think is only going to increase market share for the seafood economy by getting more people to eat seafood. And my goal is in this world to get more people eating less seafood at a sitting.
Yes.
But ultimately to be eating more seafood than they do on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And so this is not about sacrifice. This is not about a reduction of demand. In fact, it's about increasing demand in ways that are inherently sustainable for the, you know, for the production side, for the consumption side. And I think this brings profit, pride, prudence, and permanence not only to consumers who rely on sustainable fisheries, but ultimately to the fishing communities that have so long, you know, labored to sustain us.
Definitely.
To put food on our tables.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate hearing about that. And then before we run out of time, I did want to hear about the books that you, the two books you're releasing this fall.
Well, thanks for that plug. I appreciate that. We've got two books coming out with National Geographic in the fall in September. One is the children's cookbook, that is aimed at 12 seasons of sort of fun interaction with children in the kitchen, trying to get children engaged in cooking, because cooking is the gateway to good food, and good food is the gateway to health and sustainability. And then the second book is sort of an index of 150 ingredients, and this is called Foods for Health. And I co-wrote it with a colleague of mine at Harvard named P.K. Newby, who's a fabulous doctor of nutrition. And in it, we index about 150 ingredients that we list in terms of nutrition, sustainability, culinary use, as well as a little bit of history of the ingredient. This is not a recipe book. It's not a cookbook. It is a book that is inspiring people to know a little bit more about their food in order to make decisions that fit their life. And, you know, I think for too long in the sustainability dialogue, we've tried to tell people that they should care about the oceans. And this book is really an effort to ask people what they already care about, whether it's health, whether it's deliciousness, culinary, whether it's you know, just general interest. And then begin to use food as a dialogue to show them that they already care about the fate of our oceans and the fate of the communities that, that provide for our tables.
That is so exciting, because it's something different than anyone has really... It's addressed in such a different way than I've ever seen.
Well, thanks. Well, we hope it makes a difference, and we hope it you know, brings attention back to the, I think, the ultimate responsibility that we have as consumers to support sustainable economies, and to honor and allow it to profit fishermen, fishing communities that have made such great strides and sacrifice in order to balance our burden on the ecosystem.
Okay. Well, again, thanks for telling us about the books, about your views on, you know, consumer health and seafood, and very exciting talking to you today about all this.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate what you do and the window of access of information that you bring.
Oh, definitely. We'll be talking again soon. Thank you.
Take good care.